Are you sure?
Here's the 30-second lesson on what legends know. Never ask a bride why she's getting married. Don't wear a skirt on a windy day. Deodorant is not a shower. Don't sniff chili flakes. And don't forget, saving is not investing. Legends don't just save, they invest in mutual funds. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
Karthik Letter is back to Pakistan after some time, and it's not because of what's happening in Pakistan politics, because Pakistan politics is always interesting and fun, but nothing so extraordinary is happening right now. Right now, this is the Pakistani army's installed government, and this is the honeymoon phase. So that's not the story, nor is it the story that Pakistan's Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar has said that Pakistan should resume trade with India. Significant, but that is not the subject of Karthik Letter. In fact, Karthik Letter today should have been, and I was planning it, on the latest International Labour Organization report on unemployment or employment in India, but something else came up in Pakistan, which I thought deserves attention. That's why we are back to Pakistan, not on Pakistan politics, but on the security situation. That's because one more vehicle transporting Chinese personnel, Chinese engineers, five Chinese engineers, two Pakistanis, they were again hit by a human bomb. Human bomb means a vehicle laden with bombs, with explosives, driven by a terrorist. This was rammed into the vehicle carrying the Chinese in generally the Dasu Dam area of Pakistan, in one of the adjoining districts of Kohistan sub-province or Kohistan district, where this big Dasu Dam is being built on Indus River. Now, you might remember that in July 2021, there had been another attack on a bus carrying Chinese engineers in the same region. Similar attack with an explosive-laden vehicle. That led to the death of a much larger number of Chinese engineers, about 13 to 14. This time, exactly similar incident has happened. In this one also, unlike the last time, initially the Pakistanis were in denial. They said maybe something failed, maybe the brakes failed, maybe something else failed in the bus, and that rolled down a ravine. But it's the Chinese authorities and Chinese think tanks that immediately said, and the Chinese quote-unquote media that immediately said, this was a terror attack. And soon enough, Pakistan also admitted that this was a terror attack. Now, this is a very complicated region for Pakistan. Kohistan is not part of Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. It is not part of India's official map. So this is not Indian territory. Kohistan is in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Kohistan is a beautiful district of just about 8 lakh people and very empty. 8 lakh people, 7,500 square kilometers. The important thing is that Indus River passes through it. And this is the region where Indus River, the flow of the river is very fast, and also there are many sharp drops available. When the river is narrow, sharp drops are available. That is the kind of terrain that is very suitable for building dams. That's where Pakistan has been building its biggest current hydroelectric project. That is Dasu Dam. Now, Dasu Dam, just the first phase. Now, the first phase is delayed. First, it got delayed because of the earlier attack in July 2024. And now, it looks like there might be another setback at this point. This dam by itself will produce, the first phase will produce more than 4,300 megawatts. That is two stations of 2,160 megawatts each. That's a lot of power for Pakistan. And then as it goes downstream, as water is again taken to other generating stations, more phases will come up. It is 242 meters high or 792 feet high. So there is a lot of elevation available. This dam has again suffered a setback. How expensive is this dam to build? This is a first phase is $4.3 billion worth. It will cost $4.3 billion, and again because of the delays, it looks like the cost will go up, of which $700 million has come as a loan from World Bank. The contract for building this dam has been given to China Jazuba Company. China Jazuba Company is a big dam building company, infrastructure building company, which also has much other business in Pakistan. For example, it is building further stages of the Tarbela power project, Tarbela Dam and Power Project. In fact, one of the first fallouts of this attack on the bus containing Chinese engineers this time has been that a Chinese company, China Zhezhuba Company, has apparently said that they are suspending work on the phase 5 or stage 5 of the Tarbela Power Project. That's another 1500 megawatts. Now, this is a lot of important energy for a truly energy-starved country, because Pakistan's big problem right now is power shortage. So it's a big setback. Now, what exactly has happened in this case? We know details in these cases are always sketchy, but we know that this vehicle rammed into the bus carrying Chinese engineers, and these fatalities took place. Fatalities included two soldiers who were accompanying the bus. Now, this came in quick succession. Three incidents have taken place in quick succession. If this was an isolated incident, maybe would not have become such a big story. However, when the Chinese are hit in Pakistan, because Pakistan Chini Bhai Bhai, China is the older brother of Pakistan, if friendship or relationship higher than the mountains, deeper than the seas, all that stuff goes on. But the Chinese have invested anywhere between $65 to $70 billion in the new infrastructure projects, which are running north and south through the northwestern areas of Pakistan. So they come in from the Tibet or Xinjiang side from China, and they go straight down to the Balochistan coast to Gwadar. As we know, that is the big port, deep sea port that the Chinese are building. Now, that is where big Chinese investments have taken place. And when Chinese infrastructure workers are hit there, which has been happening very often, then it causes immediate consternation in Pakistan. That's why immediately after this incident, we saw pictures also of many Pakistani officials, first of all, commiserating with the Chinese and saying they will do their best to catch the culprits, blaming outside powers, etc. But also we saw the Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif visiting the Chinese embassy. Now, it doesn't often happen that the Prime Minister of a sovereign country visits the other's embassy, because some nationals of that country working in the home country were attacked and were killed. But this is what happened. This tells you, first of all, how important China is for Pakistan, and second, how important this incident is by itself. Now, this came very soon after two other incidents in the previous 5 days. So, March 22nd, a group of eight insurgents who claim to be from Baloch Liberation Army, and I will come back to the Dasu Dam bus attack in a second in terms of who claims responsibility. So, eight insurgents from Baloch Liberation Army attacked the Gwadar Port Authority complex. Now, they claimed, and they've released some audios which supposedly contain the evidence of many vehicles being blown up, and they say they killed a bunch of Pakistani soldiers. Pakistanis, however, claim that the eight insurgents were killed and the attack was foiled. Eight insurgents were indeed killed, but there was an attack on the Gwadar Port Authority complex, and we know how important Gwadar is for Pakistan, but more importantly, how important Gwadar is for China and for China-Pakistan relations. This came just around time, another very important Pakistani naval base, in fact, naval air base, that is PNS Siddiqui at Turbat, again in Balochistan Sea, where Turbat is located on the map and where Gwadar is located. PNS Siddiqui Air Base, naval air base at Turbat, was attacked by insurgents. And again, the Pakistanis claimed that they foiled the attack. In the attack, while foiling the attack, two soldiers were killed. Baloch Liberation Army, which claims credit for this, says that more than 25 Pakistani soldiers were killed. In these cases, it's impossible to tell who's speaking the truth, who's telling a lie, or who's speaking how much truth or how much lie. So we'll leave it at that. The fact is that a major naval base was attacked in Balochistan. Second, Balochistan's biggest port, that is the Gwadar port, and the showpiece of China-Pakistan cooperation on both sides, economic cooperation and strategic cooperation, that was attacked. And within a day of that, these Chinese engineers working on this very important dam project were attacked. Now, this is the same dam project We had talked about it in another Cut the Clutter episode, of which I will share a link with you, in July 2021, when this happened. When that happened and these engineers were killed, work came to a standstill for quite some time. Then the Chinese company demanded compensation for their engineers who were killed. And the compensation they demanded was $39 million. After that compensation was paid, in 2022, work on the project resumed. Now, this is a very difficult area for Pakistan. This is difficult, one, because this has reared Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan. Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan wants to change the system in Pakistan. They want to bring their version of Islam and their version of Islamic rule and Sharia in Afghanistan. They don't believe in the supposedly modern Pakistani army, modern Pakistani state. They want a proper Islamized governance in Pakistan. Their roots are in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa region, the region bordering Afghanistan. Their cousins, their brothers, whatever you might say, their patrons are the Taliban in Afghanistan. Now, Pakistanis have been blaming the Taliban, Afghan Taliban, of harboring and encouraging Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan. Remember, these attacks in Pakistan have followed Pakistan Air Force going into Afghan territory and carrying out bombing runs over some of the hideouts of the Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan. They say Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, the Taliban government or Taliban administration in Afghanistan claims that these were just attacks on their own people and children got killed, etc., etc. But some of these could be retaliation and also an effort by TTP to show that they are in the game as well. However, remember that for the Dasu attack, TTP has immediately issued a statement saying they had nothing to do with it. Why? Because they know that the Chinese government has reached out to the Taliban and they have now improved their relations. They've become the first country to recognize the Taliban government. So TTP also recognizes the value of China for the Taliban, because the Taliban, Afghan Taliban, are their principals. At the same time, BLA has been claiming credit for a lot of this. Now, in between all this, a third element also comes in. That's the element called ETIM. ETIM is East Turkestan Islamic Movement. Now, East Turkestan Islamic Movement, and I will share a story with you, link of a story with you, written by my colleague Raghav Bik Chandani. I will share a link with you. You also will see the front page of the story on your screens. He explains what ETIM is. ETIM is a movement that came up in the Xinjiang province of China, and they wanted to liberate Xinjiang province from China as the new Republic, Islamic Republic of East Turkestan. That did not work out. This was put down. So much so, this organization was founded in 1940. It was put down about 20 years ago, so much so that in 2020, the US took it off the list of proscribed organizations or off the list of global terrorist organizations, saying that there is no credible evidence that this exists. The Chinese protested strongly. The UN has not confirmed that it has ceased to exist. So there is also a lot of suspicion that ETIM people might have been involved here. The last report of UN Security Council that we see of May last year, that says, and I quote from that report, this organization, ETIM, facilitates the movement of fighters from Afghanistan to China. So it's possible that they could also be involved. The reason I'm telling you this is to explain to you how difficult this region is for Pakistan and how complicated this region is, because there is a multiplicity of organizations operating there. All of these are well armed as any regular army, because they've been functioning like regular armies, albeit in small bands and small bodies of quote unquote troops. And very often they work in cahoots with each other, or they give safe passage to each other. And sometimes there might even be fights between a couple of them. In this case, however, in most cases, credit or blame has been claimed by the Baluch Liberation Army. Now, to understand how complicated this area is, let me give you a little list of incidents that have happened. Among the more prominent incidents, 2013, so 13 climbers on way to Nanga Parbat, the second highest mountain in Pakistan, but also a very difficult mountain to climb.
They were shot in cold blood by terrorists. That happened in 2013. But at various points of time, and the list I am giving you is not necessarily chronological. For example, going backwards, I told you about July 2021, the bombing of the bus with Chinese engineers at Dasu Dam. November 2018, Chinese consulate at Karachi was attacked. Nobody in the consulate was killed, but some attackers were killed, some security people were killed. In 2020, June 29, 2020, Karachi Stock Exchange was attacked by the Baluch groups. And why did they attack it? Because they said that 40% of Karachi Stock Exchange equity is owned by the Chinese. And they don't like the Chinese building infrastructure projects in their area in Baluchistan. And also, they think the Chinese are eyeing the mineral wealth in their region, that's gold, that is gold, silver, all kinds of precious metals, and some of it is for real or some of it is it is evidenced, and a lot of it is also fantasized by the Pakistanis because there is always a fantasy that hundreds of billions of worth of minerals will be found in that area. Nevertheless, that is justification that the Baluch groups used to attack the Chinese consulate. July 2007 near Peshawar, three were killed. That was just after the Lal Masjid siege and the attack assault by Musharraf's troops. May 8, 2002, I'm taking you backwards further. May 8, 2002, a bus carrying French engineers, and this is important, a bus carrying a large number of French engineers working on Pakistan's very important Agusta 90B submarine project. That bus was attacked again by a human bomber driving an explosive laden vehicle. In that attack, 11 French engineers were killed. 11 were killed, 40 were injured, and this happened in front of the Sheraton Hotel in Karachi. That's not far from Pearl Continental, which is where the New Zealand cricket team was staying then. One of the members of the team had a minor injury, but it caused such a scare that New Zealand abandoned that tour and went back to their country. Again, I'm jumping forwards. 21st April 2021, a suicide bomber attacked a hotel in Quetta, where at that specific point, the Chinese ambassador then, Nong Rong, was staying in the hotel. Five were killed. He survived, fortunately, but five were killed. There were multiple claims for who carried out that attack, but generally, the Baluch groups were given the quote-unquote credit for that. 14 July 2021, that's the incident I told you about earlier. The total number killed was 13, 9 Chinese engineers, 2 soldiers who were there to protect them, and 2 civilians. 20th August 2021 was a tough period, Imran Khan's government. There were suicide attacks on vehicles carrying Chinese engineers at Gwadar. Nobody was killed. Baluch Liberation Army claimed responsibility for it. 26-4-2022, suicide attack again by Baluch Liberation Army on the Confucius Institute at University of Karachi. So that's one more important Chinese institution in this attack. In this incident, 3 Chinese language tutors were killed, 1 was injured, and their Pakistani driver was killed as well. How important this entire region is, and strategically, how does it matter to India, and how does the picture seem, the strategic or geostrategic picture seem from the Indian point of view? If you see the Karakoram Highway, because a lot of the action is along Karakoram Highway. Karakoram Highway it took more than 20 years to build. It was completed in 1978 and gave Pakistan their first all-weather road connection, surface connection with the Chinese. This was the era when the Pakistan-Chinese relationship was really at its peak and growing stronger by the day. Karakoram Highway begins at Hasan Abdal, very close to Islamabad. This is also the home of Gurdwara Panja Sahab. Gurdwara Panja Sahab is one of the holiest places in Sikhism that was visited by the first guru and the founder of Sikh faith, Guru Nanak. And it's called Panja Sahib because on one of the rocks or boulders is imprinted the palm of Guru Nanak Dev. It begins there and goes right up to Kashgar in Xinjiang. It's a 1300 kilometer highway and it goes over highest border crossing in the world, meaning Khunjira Pass, which is 4,963 meters or 15,397 meters. On India's map, you can locate it. It's a part of India because it is part of what we consider Pakistan-occupied Kashmir.